Next item, please.
Item 88, request of Shedrick J. Wilkins to address council regarding free community college and free health care.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was going to go down to Salem today for the first day of the legislature, but because I was going to take an Amtrak train, I was afraid I'd get snowed in and I'd make it back here and I have to work tomorrow. So I didn't go to Salem. I have something to say, and I've decided something about healthcare, community colleges, and food stamps. I don't agree with the Trump administration. I think everybody, regardless of their residency status as an Oregon resident, should get food stamps. I think they should also get health care. Healthy Kids, for example, does not cover non-Oregon residents. I think it should. I think we should expand the Oregon Health Plan to cover everybody. And I also believe that if you do such things, you may have to ration health care. One of the reasons why is we have super medicine right now that can keep people alive even though they're half dead. And this costs a lot of money. And actually, it's something that people need to think about. Machines can keep you alive even though you're probably dead. And that needs to stop. So intrinsically, we have medicine now that can do these sort of things, and people need to think about it. Are you really alive just because your heart's beating? So there is a movement to have free community colleges, which I agree. People say that a university is education, but I believe, too, that a community college is better, and so I even believe we should ration education. But what I don't like is whatever I feel is everybody is entitled to these things if they live here, okay? As far as I'm concerned, Mayor Wheeler, if you get sick, you should just go to a hospital and get health care. Just say you're another name. You probably have to declare your name because even though you're rich or something, it doesn't matter to me. It's not in everybody's interest for you to die to stay alive. You should just say you're a different name. Get health care, right? You shouldn't have to declare your income. You shouldn't have to say you're from Syria. You shouldn't have to say you're from Mexico. Okay? Now, the reason why you have to declare some sort of identity is you might be allergic to something, and then you go into shock, and then you could sue them. So I don't think that should happen. You should really say this name, and this is a characteristic of your body, and they're treating your body so they don't do it wrong. But you should be able to go to a doctor, too. You know, and we should work on that. It's like the library. I mean, the libraries, you can get a book, read a book. The purpose of a library is to read a book, not to own the book. So that's why 100 years ago we started libraries. And it's the same thing with healthcare education. But one has to think about rationing. Also, when I go to Salem, I was a Democrat, but now I'm an independent because my purpose in the legislature, if I go down there, is to talk Republicans into these things. Again, that's the hard part. You know, they're very frugal. They're into rationing, but I have to convince them they're half the Oregon voters are Republicans. It doesn't do me anything to teach to the choir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.